Hi guys, welcome to another edition of Northern Transmissions. Thanks for listening. This week I thought I'd throw you a bit of a curveball. I have the multi-talented stand-up comic Hannibal Buress on. He has been described by Chris Rock as being one of the funniest young comics he's seen in years. And I am thrilled to get the chance to interview him. And being a huge fan of stand-up comedy, this show will feature more comics down the line. Normally I interview bands when they are in town, but I thought I would give you guys a taste beforehand of some of Hannibal's terrific material. He is coming to Vancouver on June 14th at the Biltmore, and you guys should definitely be there. It's a rare opportunity to see such a young, up-and-coming, talented guy in a small venue. Well, to get started, let's just listen to a track off Hannibal Buress' 2010 release, My Name is Hannibal.
Please give a warm welcome to the very funny Hannibal Buress, everybody. Lakeshore Theater, what's going on? I was out front when I was coming in. This guy was walking past, he looked up at the marquee, and he was like, Hannibal Buress? I don't even know who that is. I say, hey, motherfucker, that's me, and I don't know who either. Bet you didn't think that was gonna happen. Sometimes at comedy clubs, they have comment cards, and people can write bullshit about the show. I was doing this one show, and I read the comment cards this lady wrote. We have a much better comedy venue in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's called Snickers. So I wrote her back. I said, you may have a good comedy venue there, but after you leave that show, you still live in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I had to fly from Chicago to L.A. one time, and the flight was from Chicago to St. Louis, then St. Louis to L.A., and I was checking in on an electronic kiosk, and you could upgrade the first class from the Chicago to St. Louis flight for $45. So I did it, and it was great. I should have gotten more apple juice, though. You get the apple juice in a real glass, it was awesome. I was getting sleepy. About 20 minutes in, it's only like an hour-long flight, I started fighting off the sleep. I was like, I don't want to go to sleep. I need to be woke so I can experience the shit out of this. I need to be woke for every moment. I should have drank all the liquor I could have drank, because on my connecting flight from St. Louis to L.A., I didn't have first class. I had to walk back to 36F and endure the glares of people that saw me on the Chicago to St. Louis flight sitting in first class. They looked at me like, yeah, dude, we knew you weren't rich. Hell yeah. You didn't even look comfortable in that seat.
I had to ask Hannibal about one of his pretty impressive accomplishments, which was writing for the television show Saturday Night Live. As a side note, this interview was recorded over the phone from Utah, so please listen carefully or you might miss some exciting bits.
Well, mostly the writer's meetings, I would kind of just take over and I would do stand-up comedy the whole writer's meeting. That's why I don't work there anymore. So I would just take them over. They would try to talk about the week's show, and I would stop everybody, and I would do, depending on how I felt, in between 20 minutes. Spanish in 3 hours of stand-up. And I finished. And people would be like, why are we even doing a writer's meeting? And then it wouldn't be any more writer's meeting.
After writing for Saturday Night Live, Hannibal moved on to 30 Rock. So we talked a bit about his experiences there.
Can you tell me, I was curious about, I know you're writing on 30 Rock and how it's affected you as a writer and how much fun it was working with Tracy Jordan.
Well, Tracy Jordan is a character. It was a fun show. It was a fun show to work on. It helped me as a writer. That was my first time writing on a sitcom show. It was a learning curve as far as learning structure, just learning, you know, when you're writing jokes, you write for all the different characters, and so figuring out their voices and writing towards that. But it made me a better writer, and it helped my stand-up. Now my stand-up is tighter, and I know how to when to add lines and when to take lines away, so yeah, it was definitely a good experience.
We talked about Hannibal's experience on the David Letterman show and what it meant to him and what the experience was like.
Yeah, it was a bit of a thrill, but the cocaine kind of, when I did that, that was actually better than doing Letterman. So I kind of shouldn't have done the cocaine right before because it kind of took the thrill away. Because it was my first time doing cocaine, and you shouldn't do cocaine right before you do Letterman. Although I still have fun on Letterman, but the cocaine was really good cocaine. Paul Schaefer sold it to me.
That's great.
That's so funny.
That's really good.
And that was Hannibal Buress talking about, and of course joking about his appearance on David Letterman and buying cocaine from Paul Schaefer. So I hope you enjoyed that much. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. So, and let's check out one more bit from Hannibal's record. A very funny bit on video games.
I went to this bar around here. I thought there was a comedy show going on in the back. They didn't have a comedy show. They had Nintendo Wii bowling set up. And it was two girls and a guy playing. The guy asked me to be on his team. We played against the girls. Then we lost because of me. He got ready to leave. He was like, all right, see y'all later, ladies. And to me, he was like, hey, man, step your game up. I was like, nah, dude, you step your life up. Get some real passions. I play a lot of video games. I play Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto is a really detailed game. On this game, you could buy clothes and go on dates with video game girls. So I bought an outfit that I thought the video game girl would like. I bought shirt, pants, and shoes, and I picked her up. She was like, that shirt is ugly. So I got out the car and I shot her in the face. Don't disrespect me, you video game bitch. You virtual twaddle needs you just shot you in the face. Now the date's over. Because I'm playing this game for an escape from real life. I don't need your criticism in HD. Dolby surround sound. What's really hilarious is that you can't kill this girl because she's part of the storyline. So when you shoot her in the face, she's like, you're being weird, and she runs away. Like, I'm being weird? Nah, you're being weird. I just shot you in the face and you didn't die. It's acting like it was annoying. I was at the game store. They had Guitar Hero set up, and it was this kid playing. And I got on the other guitar to compete against him. This kid's father's hyping him up. Billy, you're going to rock out on this dude. Hell yeah, Billy. You're going to kick this guy's ass. Like, dude, chill out, man. Your kid's not a real rock star. He has no future in music. He's probably going to work for the city or something. It's not a bad job. You get benefits, a lot of vacation days, but it's not any rock star shit by any means. So I started playing this game. I was a novice. This kid is a pro. He starts rocking out. He's winning. He starts leaning back with the guitar like that. Then this dude turned his back to the screen. And he put the guitar through his legs. So I punched him in the chest. And hit him in the knees with my guitar. Don't fucking showboat on me, kid. Have some class and act like you've been there before. This ain't a video game. This is real life. 1 point for Hannibal.
Thanks again for listening to Northern Transmissions featuring Hannibal Buress. I hope you enjoyed it. And Hannibal will be appearing June 14th at the Biltmore Theater in Vancouver, BC. You should definitely check that out. And thanks to producer extraordinaire Andy Kaustrom. Have a good one. We'll catch you later.